news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
705 FM Talk 106.5 on this Thursday. On the way, Dr. Bill's full forecast at 735. Look forward to the weekend and the holiday Monday coming up. We'll get an update on today in just a second. Plus, we'll check traffic with Kane and headlines with Kelly all next.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. State troopers are working an accident in Stapleton, Highway 31 and Highway 59. Also, Bayou Drive and Thomas Road in Coden. But Mobile Police Department are clear. They've got a little bit of radar as traveling in those school zones, so watch your speed in those areas. But beyond that, a perfect start to the morning. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Airport and Schillinger Road in Mobile has the latest innovative products like realistic radio control boats from ProBoat, easy to fly aircraft from Hobby Zone and Park Zone, and ground pounding cars from Losi. With a racetrack behind their store, check out Hobbytown USA. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk106.5.com. It's FM Talk 106.5. Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. 707 FM Talk 106.5, 77 degrees now at our studios. Check out three big things, top stories we're watching this morning on the top of the stack at our website. Number one here, President Trump revisits war games with South Korea as North Korea talks stall. Also, Mobile police officer surprises 10-year-old after he performs a good deed. This is good stuff, one of those heartwarming stories. And Governor Kay Ivey reports large campaign contributions. Talk about how large those are coming up in just a second. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A fatal accident on I-65 has claimed the life of a father and son. It happened Wednesday night. Victims have been identified as 42-year-old Conan Ivey and 17-year-old Nathan Ivey. Both were passengers inside of a vehicle, and it went airborne, hitting a tree at the 60.2-mile marker. Conan was pronounced dead at the scene, while Nathan was transported to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola, but succumbed to his injuries. The driver has been identified as 42-year-old Elizabeth Ivey. She was also transported to the hospital, but she survived. The family is from Conecuh County. Alabama State Troopers are right now continuing to investigate this crash. The Republican Party announcing a new platform in hopes of drumming up even more support for some hot-button issues. Issues like the right to life of the unborn, voter ID, charter schools, and the right to bear firearms, opposition to Common Core education standards, and standing for the national anthem. Those are among the 17 platforms. Chairwoman Terry Latham said in a press release that this is a first for the state party. The state executive committee approved the list of principles Saturday, saying, quote, our platform shares our beliefs of a foundation based on limited government, freedom of speech, sanctity of life, and respect of our laws, among many other statements and values. With the platform of the Republican National Committee as our base, we are anxious to share our new ALGOP platform with all Alabamians. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by the all-new Ram. Introducing the 2019 Ram 1500. The strongest, most capable, most advanced, and most luxurious Ram 1500 ever. Ram. Built to serve.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Alabama appeals court has upheld the murder conviction and life sentence of a 19-year-old accused of killing a man with a baseball bat. Prosecutors say Eric Blackerby attacked 19-year-old William Neff with an aluminum bat in 2015. Trial evidence said Blackerby's brother was fighting with Neff over a girl. Blackerby was 16 at the time of the attack. He struck Neff, who later died from his injuries. An indictment reveals more information about forgery charges against a retired Mobile police officer. Michael Barber is accused of falsifying traffic tickets in order to justify overtime. Those tickets were never turned into court. Barber was indicted by a grand jury on Friday for 45 counts of forgery and one count of theft. The indictment shows he made $2,700 in overtime that he didn't actually work for. He could face 20 years behind bars. Brandon Williams will be in court today to answer charges over a weekend home invasion. It happened on Lakeview Drive in West Mobile. Williams is accused of trying to break into the home where a teenager was home alone. Her mother was shot as she confronted Williams and another man. Police are still looking for him. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Old Time Feed is a feed store, but there's more, like a huge selection of indoor and outdoor plants, furniture and supplies, even backyard chickens and feed by the pound. Old Time Feed also services contractors too, but Old Time Feed still has the same smiling faces ready to welcome you with a cup of coffee and friendly conversation. So whether you need seed for little ducklings or an orchid for mom, stop into the Feel Good store. We'll take great care of you. Start fall with coffee, conversation, and great advice at Old Time Feed, Highway 98 and Greeno Road in Fairhope.
All right, 713 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today. Plus, a reminder, the pregame starts 11:30.
That's right, 11:30, kickoff at 2:30 on Saturday from Atlanta, the Auburn Tigers versus the Washington Huskies.
And also tonight, 6 o'clock, it's Tiger Talk. It's your chance to get the coaches show right here before the first game of the season. 6 o'clock tonight right here at FM Talk 106.5. Now, Auburn Sports Today brought to you by Edward Jones and Papa Murphy's.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Thursday night of game week means Tiger Talk. 6 o'clock tonight with Coach Gus Malzahn from the studio. Along with Coach, we'll visit with Washington play-by-play man Tony Castricone and get an update from Auburn volleyball and soccer ahead of big weekends. That's all tonight at 6 on Tiger Talk. Comments from Auburn's starting quarterback follow this word from Alpha Insurance.
It's never too early or too late to buy life insurance. Protect your kids with Alpha's First Step Life Plan while securing affordable coverage on yourself with the Next Chapter policy. Or if you're between 40 and 80, Alpha's Guaranteed Acceptance Life could be a good fit for you. As easy as Alpha makes it to protect who you love, now it's easy to protect what you love with the Enduring Gift Life Plan. You can leave one final gift to your favorite church or charity. Let the legacy you leave be a good one. Call Alpha today.
Jarrett Stidham's 3,100-plus passing yards a season ago were the second most in Auburn history in a single season. And now he's preparing for his second year on the Plains.
I think we're a lot further along than what we were at this point last year. Obviously, with myself, you know, being in the system for a full year, I just understand the offense better and understand defenses better. And so I think during fall camp, I think we kind of put in a little bit more at a faster pace than we did last year, or at least that's how it seemed to me at least. And, I think they just know that, I'm able to handle everything that we've been putting in.
Stidham and the Tigers practice a final time today before Saturday's season opener. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Procrastination isn't a good coaching strategy, nor a valid retirement strategy. If your saving for retirement approach involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday, it's time you make someday into today. Edward Jones can help. Contact me, Keith Woodham, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor in West Mobile.
Or me, Carla Stewart, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor in Spanish Fork.
When it comes to meeting your retirement goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now.
War Eagle, everybody.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Birmingham, Alabama native Fannie Flagg, who is best known for her novel Fried Green Tomatoes, had a long career as an actress and comedian before dedicating herself to writing. Published in 1987, Fried Green Tomatoes, a story of racial and gender inequalities told through the unlikely but strong bonds of its female characters, resonated with audiences. The novel stayed on the New York Times bestseller list for 36 weeks and was adapted into a critically acclaimed movie.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We've had a good ride so far this morning across the Bayway and the Causeway. Mobile Police Department told us accidents have been cleared out of the roadway. Still got delays near Airport and Snow, Schillinger and Three Notch, also Moffitt Road. And if you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland, state troopers have been pretty thick there. Watch your speed. Summer's almost over. Now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms this weekend with the spa and the new splash and activities lawn. See them at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
718 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Thursday style. Glad to have you here. Dr. Bill's on the way with our forecast for today, tomorrow, the Labor Day weekend ahead, and to look at the tropics as it is getting more active, as you would imagine, as we head towards the peak of hurricane season early next month. Also, heads up here, you got cleaning to do around the house. You want to start getting ahead of the game for the holidays coming up. Maybe you have family you want to have in town. Maybe you have friends are coming to visit. You don't have a junk drawer in your house. You have a junk room. You could open it up for one of two things. You could open up as actual guest room where guests could stay instead of just piling, you know, putting everything you don't know what to do with there. Instead of just piling stuff up there, you can make it a guest room. Or how about this? A TV sanctuary, football sanctuary with your TV.
Like a man cave.
Yes, yes.
I like that idea. Or a woman cave. Right. Women love football, too.
Well, because in my house, yeah, that's why I don't, because my house, the bigger football fan is my wife. And so she could have her own room there to and have the door locked to where she could keep the children out of the room. Okay,
yeah,
so there's
a
reason
good idea
to get 1-800-GOT-JUNK to come out and get rid of the junk. Listen, it could be stuff in your house. It could be in a storage unit. You could even have things outside your house. You know, people talk about old playhouses, swing sets, those kind of things they want to get rid of, open up some space, make it easier to mow in the backyard. Hey, Trey gets it. He and the crew will come by, quote you a price, and that's the price you pay whether the job turns out to be bigger than they thought it was or not. And they also will give you a specific time. I love this. Not a spectrum of time. They realize you're busy, you've got things to do, so they give you a day and a time, and if y'all agree on that, that's when they're there. Real easy to set up that appointment. Go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or just pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 720, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Two more have been charged in a high-profile case involving Conecuh County Commissioner John Williams Andrew Jr. The Alabama Attorney General's office has announced that Jack Lamar Jordan, who was 57, and Jimmy Coy Salter, who was 64, are each charged with one count of conspiracy to manufacture a controlled substance in the first degree, one count of unlawful possession of marijuana in the second degree, and one count of unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Attorney General Steve Marshall's office says that both men were initially arrested in 2017 on warrants for those drug charges and later released on bond. A grand jury was presented with evidence August the 23rd of this year, which led to the current indictment. Suspects will be arraigned September the 13th, saying, quote, if convicted, Jordan and Salter each face penalties of 20 years to life imprisonment, plus up to 1 year in jail for unlawful possession of marijuana in the second degree, and up to 1 year in jail for unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. A school prank in our state capitol nearly changed physical education across the state. Are you kidding me? No more dodgeball, kickball, and duck, duck, goose? According to WIAT in Montgomery, the Alabama school superintendent, Dr. Eric Mackey, says a document with the Alabama Department of Education's letterhead asking that these popular games not be played, it was all a hoax, he says. Quote, we don't support the document. It is not an official policy of this department. Mackey says that games that the schools play is up to each individual school. Whomever is responsible for this prank, well, they get a flag on the play. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 722 FM Talk 106.5. So I saw this thing. Have you seen the document she's talking about here?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so the look it on Facebook last night. So at least one of my friends posted this up. And then looking below, there's a stack of people that are angry and a stack of people that are laughing, mm-hmm. right? The people that get angry, do they not ever wonder why the other people are clicking the laughing thing? It tells me a couple things. Number one, a lot of people don't read through something. They just see a headline and go, oh, okay.
Yeah, get angry about the headline, yeah.
Or if they have read through it, y'all are the most gullible bunch of people I have ever seen. Most people, I'd say maybe 60%, like I'm looking at one friend in particular, about 60% on his Facebook post were laughing, and the other 40% were angry about this. Let me give you what's in this document. So it says here, with the, like Kelly said, the logo of the state, but I mean, I can cut the logo of the White House out and paste it to mm-hmm. something. It says, it's highly recommended and suggested that the following activities, games, and practices not be allowed in physical education programs in Alabama schools. Starts out, number one, yoga is prohibited by the Code of Alabama. They make up some random chapter code. It says, before, during, and after the academic day on a public school campus. Dodgeball. They said there are no standards in Alabama course of study, physical education, for any grade that supports and justifies this activity, variation, or other name, where a student or students target are targets of thrown objects. Okay, maybe at that point people still are buying in. You know, oh, the world's crazy, Sean. Number three here. Y'all tell me that number three wouldn't send up a flag. Duck, duck, goose. A game of minimal participation, the chosen goose attempts to get away from the sitting position and try to catch the ducker, who only has to go about 60 feet and already has a full running head start. Everyone mm-hmm. else just sits and screams at ear-shattering pitch and decibel levels. That one didn't throw up a flag for you.
I'm still angry.
Number four, giants, elves, and wizards. A.K.A. Crows and Cranes. I don't know that game.
Yeah, I never played it.
Updated version of the already bad Crows and Cranes. Participation time is a bare minimum. The rules take forever to explain, and even then, students are still confused. The game usually ends when two students crash heads together. Maybe reading that, you'd think, maybe this is not real. They go on through this list here. Musical chairs was on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
says a classic elimination game in which the least skilled and least attentive students are immediately eliminated and then sent to improve their abilities by sitting on the floor, spinning mindlessly in circles and waiting 15 minutes for the winner, almost always the same student, to be determined. So, I mean, there's the... I think it's kind of funny. I mean, it's a funny thing somebody put out. It says Alabama State Department of Education inappropriate activities.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, and they grabbed a logo. They did the old right click mm-hmm. and save image for the Alabama logo.
And then you just open the Word document and voila, you're off.
Right. And so then it causes, you know, so I'm just saying it uses as a little teaching lesson. Either if you're going to comment on something on social media, make sure you look at the story.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, and you're reading through something, you go, oh, that makes sense. They're trying to take dodgeball away, because that could be something that could be real. Mm-hmm. That's why this is a pretty funny joke, because they did put something in there that might have some sense. But when they start talking about Duck, Duck, Goose and all that,
pretty obvious.
You should know that maybe something's afoot.
And I would like to see a some statistics, and I know we would never be able to get accurate numbers on this, but how many people do comment or get emotional from just the headline and don't read the rest of the story? Not just regarding this one, but basically any story that's put out there anymore, especially a story yesterday that took so much national attention.
Yes.
With Ron DeSantis saying monkey things up. I wonder how many people only got their news from the headlines that were coming out.
Or there's a clip that's a short version of that that's been played. The one we'll play at the 8 o'clock hour is probably the full clip, I think, is like 58 seconds or something. But there's like a 17 second clip, and people, you know, can hear what they want. Listen, you still have your opinion you want, but you got to
read
and listen to it in its entirety. All right. So listen to this as well. Governor Ivey reporting campaign contributions. She reported a string of large campaign contributions as she looks to reclaim fundraising dominance in the gubernatorial race. Campaign finance reports showing Governor Ivey has received $95,000 in large contributions over the last 3 weeks. She received $25,000 each from the Alabama Builders Political Action Committee, the Trucking Association Political Action Committee, and Georgia Crown Distributing, Inc., which, by the way, I did some digging there. Georgia Crown Distributing has a presence in Alabama. They're still called Georgia Crown Distributing, but they've got infrastructure.
Okay.
They got business in Alabama, because I saw that at first. I said, why is Georgia giving money? She also received $20,000 from other political action committee. Of course, she will face Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox in November in the general election. Maddox and Ivey had reported similar fundraising numbers and campaign balances back in July. August fundraising reports are due the 5th of next month, but candidates must report large contributions as they are made. So there you go. More on the general election coming up. We'll talk about that throughout the next couple months, because I know a lot of people think it's, everything's the primary and nothing in the general. But remember, it's not just the fact that you'll be voting for governor and things like that, but there are ballot measures, and we'll put those up as well on our social media platforms where you can look at them. You know, the ballot measures when you sometimes sit down with the Scantron, start filling it out, and you go, I don't even know what this is about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're so confusing so often, where double negatives and things like that that make it tough to know what you're voting for.
So they passed a measure, four sessions ago, for some plain language in those ballot amendments. So they are filed. But listen, sometimes the plain language is still confusing, but they have a way to go. And so we'll post them up. We'll post the ballot measures up, and then the plain English version of what they're asking in those, so you can educate yourself before you go in and go to vote in November. All right, coming up, Dr. Bill Williams joins us. Some activity now in the tropics in the Atlantic Basin he wants us to know about. We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit, plus the forecast for the weekend, the whole way through Labor Day. And coming up at 7:50, Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, all straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Kerry Mook Bracey, who was wanted for a shooting in the Marlowe community in Baldwin County, was arrested Wednesday afternoon in Jefferson County. Bracey's accused of shooting 20-year-old Corbin Miller inside a mobile home on County Road 32. Investigators say Miller, Bracey, and another person were fighting over drugs. Miller met the two to sell marijuana. After the shooting, both men left in a gray 2016 Chrysler. Bracey's alleged accomplice still on the run this morning. A terrifying moment for customers inside a Mobile Hardee's Wednesday morning. Investigators say a man, Joshua Byrd, and a woman ran into the restaurant on Moffitt Road and hid in the bathroom with a gun.
We've seen him hide some of the weirdest places.
It started Tuesday night when police recovered a car stolen from Citronelle in the parking lot of the Super 8 next door to the restaurant. The two were found at the motel, then tried to run and hide from officers in the Hardee's restroom. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office wants to question 42-year-old Kimberly Ann Stonesifer and 29-year-old Danielle Sims about a weekend shooting in Pensacola. It happened on North Madison Drive Sunday. 30-year-old Rowan Travis was shot several times at a home there. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Once-in-a-lifetime savings right now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Clearance pricing on selected Colonial and Franklin Liberty models in stock with up to $150 in free accessories. 12-month 0% financing with approved credit and free delivery up to 50 miles. Now's the time to secure your valuables in a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. But hurry, these deals won't last forever, and your fire and theft warranty will never run out. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
President Trump is tearing into the news media on Twitter this morning. First, he ripped CNN and its president, Jeff Zucker. Trump then jumped on NBC News and Chairman Andrew Lack. Trump fuming, quote, "Truth doesn't matter to them. They only have their hatred and agenda." Most of the criminal charges have been dismissed in the case of 11 children found starving at a compound in New Mexico. Correspondent Andrew Spencer explains why.
Felony child abuse against each of the five adults found on that compound have now all been dropped because prosecutors had not scheduled a preliminary hearing within the 10-day time frame required by state law. One of the judges overseeing the case,
"I don't know whether they're overworked. They don't have enough people at their office."
Murder charges and the death of a 3-year-old boy remain for the group's two leaders. The archbishop, who says Pope Francis should resign, now claims corruption reaches the highest levels of the Catholic Church, and he compares it to the mafia. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rossa Kay with Your Money Now. Abercrombie & Fitch releases its latest numbers with investors looking for updates on its strategy of shrinking the size of its stores. Athleisure retailer Lululemon and Ulta Beauty report after the close. Lululemon shares are up 70% since March. Ulta is expected to deliver a year-over-year increase in earnings on higher revenues on improving online sales. Salesforce steamrolled expectations when it rolled out second quarter earnings after the market closed. The cloud computing company completed its $6.5 billion acquisition of MuleSoft early in the quarter and saw strength in all parts of its cloud business and within regions. The Commerce Department reports on consumer spending for July today. Its second GDP estimate for the April-June period put growth up 0.1% from the previous figure, and that helped send Wall Street soaring. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ indexes both hit new record highs. The Dow climbed 60 points. Futures at this hour are pointed toward a lower market open. That's Your Money Now.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with four powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
It's the Labor Day flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators, and you can get some of the lowest prices of the season. Our flooring experts are ready to help find the perfect floor for you. With our new installation services, you'll get an in-home assessment, licensed and insured flooring installers, 1-year limited installation warranty, and flexible financing. Just pick your floor, we'll take care of the rest. The Labor Day flooring sale is going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center for traveling in from Baldwin County, a nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway as Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. They've got one in Baldwin County. It's going to be in County Road 13 at Keller Road involving a bicycle, and they've got the emergency helicopter there, so avoid that area if you can, just south of Fairhope. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. Enjoy regional brews and handcrafted cocktails paired with the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony tonight at 7 o'clock. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And Labor Day weekend right around the corner, Dr. Bill. A lot of people wondering what the weekend's shaping up and Monday are going to shape up like.
Well, you know, we're going to have to contend with some thunderstorms. That's not unusual, of course, in the summertime here in the Gulf Coast, but we're going to see scattered to numerous thunderstorms. We've got a very moist flow of air from the southeast that's coming across into our area, and a series of little disturbances moving through in the upper atmosphere. And so that's going to set us up for today with scattered to numerous thunderstorms, some of those developing this morning, but very active through the afternoon. That will keep temperatures in the 80s, most likely around 88 degrees. Now, tonight, the thunderstorm activity will taper off through the evening. I look for a low tonight in the low to mid-70s. And then tomorrow, it's a repeat of today's weather with scattered to numerous thunderstorms and a high in the upper 80s. Now, for the weekend, it looks like Saturday will be a continuation of what we've got today and expect tomorrow. Scattered to numerous thunderstorms, upper 80s. And still, quite a few thunderstorms for Sunday with high temperatures again in the upper 80s. Monday looks like the best day of the holiday weekend with partly cloudy skies and a few afternoon thunderstorms, and the temperatures will be up near 90 degrees. So plenty of rain in the forecast. Most of that will be during the afternoon hours.
All right, Dr. Bill, last hour we were talking about some increased activity in the tropics.
It's getting warmed up now. We do have a tropical wave that extends from the northeast Caribbean out into the Atlantic. It's slowly moving to the west. That tropical wave will eventually reach the Florida Peninsula, most likely on Monday, and then into the Gulf of Mexico. And conditions could be favorable at that time for some development, so we'll be closely watching that over the next few days. There's a very strong tropical wave now moving off the African continent. The National Hurricane Center has already indicated that once it gets out of the water, should quickly become a tropical depression. Now, that's a long ways off, and it could turn to the north, or it could continue to the west. That we'll be watching for quite a few days.
All right, so on your timeline, Monday, the first thing that you're watching for, and that is something making it into the Gulf? I mean, will it be what are you looking at? Will it be a storm at that point?
The first thing we're going to look at is this tropical wave to see if there's any development, particularly as it heads into the Bahamas late in the weekend. And at that time, if conditions are favorable in the upper atmosphere across the Gulf and Florida, then we will be looking at that possibility of some organization. So we've got a few days to look at that.
All right. We're going to be quizzing you on that a whole bunch.
It's got
our attention for sure, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. 7:38, we'll check headlines with Kelly next.
Owning a new Buick or GMC is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at McConnell Buick GMC. 1, visit us or go online at McConnellAutomotive.com to shop our inventory. 2, save time and money with our easy shopping experience. 3, drive away in your new Buick or GMC. Right now, you can find 2018 Buick Encores with 18% in real savings. Get a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 for 14% off. That's over $7,000 in savings. Save 10% off 2018 GMC Acadias. That's over $4,000 of savings. And leasing is just as simple when you drive away in a 2018 GMC Terrain for $170 a month. For over 60 years, McConnell Buick GMC has been saving their customers time and money with their easy shopping experience. And now with the McConnell Price Promise, there's no way you can find a better deal anywhere in Mobile on any new Buick or GMC.
Terrain leases for the SLE package. Deal available for current leases.
of non-GM vehicles, 10% down plus first payment due at signing. Residency restrictions apply. All vehicles are featured with tax, tag, title, and dealer fees not included. With approved credit, see McConnell Buick GMC for details.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
740 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Another great event with the Maness family. Go see our friends tonight at Cottage Hill Package for their Oscar Valadares event. It starts at 6. Oscar Valadares will be in-house, and you can enjoy any of his fine cigars, including his new release for 2018, the Alter Q. Also take advantage of limited-time promotional deals, free swag, giveaways, tasty food, great drinks. This is free to enter tonight starting at 6 at Cottage Hill Package. They're in the back of Cottage Hill Package, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. Plus, they said they will be making an announcement about the new location in Midtown. You know, Havana Rays.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be happening tonight as well. We can't wait for that to open up in the Midtown area. All right. See you there tonight, 6 o'clock. More information online. You can go to Facebook and look for Cottage Hill Package or CottageHillPackage.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Get all the information about great events, whether they be beer tastings or cigar events, those kind of things going on. You can get those online, and we'll see you out there tonight, 6 o'clock with Cottage Hill Package. 7:41, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Surveillance video is helping to bring answers to a Gulf Shores investigation involving sea turtles' eggs. Four suspects accused of disturbing a recently hatched nest of loggerhead turtles, well, they now could face hefty fines and some time behind bars, as one of the men seen in a surveillance video is reported to have confessed to the crime. Gulf Shores police posted the video on Tuesday. That man then showed authorities the trash can where the eggshells from the nest were recovered. Those suspected in this matter were in town visiting from Georgia. Now, since no formal charges have been filed, the names of those believed to have been involved have not yet been released. This case now heads to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and the U.S. Attorney's Office as a result of this involving an endangered species. Good news, though, two eggshells were recovered. Mobile police need your help. A local Dollar General was recently broken into. Suspects smashed a door and took off with cigarettes. Police have posted surveillance photos of the two men that they believe are involved. That Dollar General is located on McVeigh Drive North. The theft happened early Wednesday morning. Police say the suspect used a cement block to shatter the door and gain entry. If you have information, call MPD at 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Visit Dauphin Island this Labor Day weekend. On Friday, Sean Sullivan brings Midday Mobile to the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo site from noon till 2. Then Friday night on West End Beach, it's the final free Greer's movie, Cars 2, delighting youngsters of all ages. And the final art night at the gallery is also this Friday night. Enjoy the white sand and warm Gulf waters at West End, Public, and the East End beaches. Plus the bird sanctuary, the fishing, wonderful food, and more. Spend Labor Day weekend on Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
The game doesn't stop.
Neither should you.
Wherever you go, the game goes too, using the enabled FM chip in your phone and the Next Radio app.
The Next Radio app brings real FM radio to your phone.
Just plug in your headphones and listen to the Next Radio app, and you'll save major data and battery life compared to streaming apps. And there are no blackouts, so you never miss the games you love played on your local FM radio station. Download the Next Radio app to enhance your radio listening experience. And keep going. With no blackouts and restrictions, the game follows you. Your favorite team, host, and commentator go with you.
The best thing is, it's all totally free. No subscriptions, no fees. Get off the sidelines and download the Next Radio app today, free.
Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Alabama appeals court has upheld the murder conviction and life sentence of a 19-year-old accused of killing a man with a baseball bat. Prosecutors say Eric Blackerby attacked 19-year-old William Neff with an aluminum bat in 2015. Trial evidence said Blackerby's brother was fighting with Neff over a girl. Blackerby was 16 at the time of the attack. He struck Neff, who later died from his injuries. An indictment reveals more information about forgery charges against a retired Mobile police officer. Michael Barber is accused of falsifying traffic tickets in order to justify overtime. Those tickets were never turned into court. Barber was indicted by a grand jury on Friday for 45 counts of forgery and one count of theft. The indictment shows he made $2,700 in overtime that he didn't actually work for. He could face 20 years behind bars. Brandon Williams will be in court today to answer charges over a weekend home invasion. It happened on Lakeview Drive in West Mobile. Williams is accused of trying to break into the home where a teenager was home alone. Her mother was shot as she confronted Williams and another man. Police are still looking for him. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Quarter till 8 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. A lot of NFL news yesterday. The New York Jets traded quarterback Teddy Bridgewater and a 2019 sixth-round draft pick to the New Orleans Saints. Saints are sending back a 2019 third-round pick. The Jets will now likely start first-round draft pick Sam Darnold at quarterback, with veteran Josh McCown as the backup. Bridgewater, favored to be the backup quarterback for the Saints, playing behind future Hall of Famer Drew Brees. After Bridgewater started for the Minnesota Vikings for two seasons, he suffered an awful injury in practice 2 years ago to this day. He missed all of 2016 after dislocating his left knee and tearing multiple ligaments. Saints hope that he's the long-term answer at quarterback after Drew Brees retires. The Green Bay Packers announced Wednesday that they've signed quarterback Aaron Rodgers to a record-breaking contract extension. ESPN reports that the four-year, $134 million extension could be worth up to $180 million in total money. The extension includes nearly $103 million total in guarantees and has an annual average value of $33.5 million. Rodgers will be 40 years old when the deal expires after the 2023 season. Federal officials announced Wednesday that Cleveland Browns linebacker Michael Kendricks has been charged with insider trading relating to investments made 4 years ago. The Browns released the linebacker from their roster yesterday afternoon. Kendricks apologized earlier Wednesday in a statement shortly after the announcement by U.S. Attorney William McSwain. Kendricks admitted to insider trading, saying he accepts full responsibility for his actions and that he, quote, knew it was wrong. The U.S. attorney said that Kendricks turned $80,000 into nearly $1.2 million in only 4 months, using tips from his friend Damilair Sinoike. Sinoike allegedly gave Kendricks stock tips in exchange for NFL tickets, cash, and time on the set of a music video shoot. Sinoike is a former investment banking analyst at a large investment bank. The 27-year-old Kendricks said that he has cooperated with the authorities and will continue to do so. In Major League Baseball Wednesday, the Atlanta Braves lost to Tampa Bay 8-5. The Philadelphia Phillies beat Washington 8-6 to gain some ground on the Braves in the race for the NL East division. The Chicago Cubs beat the New York Mets 2-1 in an extra innings game that was delayed from Tuesday night, and then the Mets returned the favor by beating the Cubs 10-3. Christian Yelich went 6-for-6 and hit for the cycle as his Milwaukee Brewers defeated Cincinnati 13-12 in 10 innings. The Chicago White Sox beat the New York Yankees 4-1. Boston crushed Miami 14-6. And Houston beat Oakland 5-4. 12 games tonight in the NCAA for week one of the season. The number 21-ranked University of Central Florida Golden Knights play at UConn at 6 p.m. Head coach Bill Clark and the UAB Blazers begin their season in Birmingham at 7 p.m. against Savannah State. And one SEC team gets started tonight. Texas A&M begins the Jimbo Fisher era at 7:30 at home against Northwestern State. 7:47 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Also, remind folks that you've got just, what, a day and a half, really, to get signed up.
Before the games on Saturday, you can sign up for the first ever FM Talk 106.5 1065 College Pick'em Challenge. We've already got 130 people signed up to play this season. If you think you can pick NCAA football games better than anyone in the FM Talk 1065 listener family, well, go ahead and sign up. It's on my Twitter feed, at Dalton Orwig at the top of the stacks. It's also on Sean's Twitter feed, at FM Talk 1065, and on the Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 1065. Just follow that link, and you'll be good to go.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center, not a bad start coming across the Bayway and the Causeway. Downtown, George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels, haven't seen many delays yet. Still got the regular backups from Schillinger, Three Notch Airport. Also, as you're traveling Moffitt and Dolphin at 65, watch the school zones, back it down to 15 miles an hour. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Offering roof repairs with insurance assistance, they can handle all projects. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
A pretty good shot at afternoon thunderstorms, says Dr. Bill Williams. High around 85, 72 now. We'll check headlines with Kelly, and then Captain Bobby joins us for the FM Talk 1065 Fishing Report.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. A Florida woman now facing charges after deputies say she was found intoxicated and passed out in the driver's seat of her vehicle and her 5-year-old daughter in the back seat. 30-year-old Sarah Neese was arrested Tuesday for child neglect, DUI, and felony violation of probation. Sounds like a movie, but it was a true story, as the mom and daughter only found thanks to a phone call. The child answered her mother's cell phone in the vehicle, her father on the other end. Authorities say the quick-thinking dad FaceTimed his child, saw the mom passed out. He even tried to wake her up. He was able to see in the phone call where the car was located and found both. Once he arrived, he took his daughter out of that vehicle and called 911. Fire rescue crews responded. They were able to wake up mom. She was not talkative, but she did give them the middle finger. According to the arrest report, she blew a .276 and a .272 3 hours after the incident when they were trying to figure out just how intoxicated this woman was. According to the authorities, she is on probation for willful child neglect in connection with a case in 2015 where she had intercourse with a 15-year-old child. Let's talk about some lunch plans and Saturday. Did you know Saturday is National Euro Day? And Tzatziki's Mediterranean Cafe is giving one customer the opportunity to sample one free euro per week for a year. Customers ordering on the app or online Saturday will be entered for a chance to win a free euro for a year giveaway. Winners will be announced on Tzatziki's Facebook, Instagram, and blog pages on Monday. Best of luck to you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
All right, 7:53, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and Macklin and the crew at HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology, HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And let's check in with the star of the show, my buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato of the A-Team. Hey, man.
Hey, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good, but not as good as you because you're on the water.
Man, I'm telling you, and actually on the fish too, man. I tell you, it's been one heck of a morning so far, man, and it's just picturesque too. Just got a little bit of kind of in and out clouds and a little bit of wind, just enough wind to really kind of ruffle the water, which I kind of like, you know. But man, we have really got them. We got them going good early this morning, thank goodness. So even on top water, caught a lot on popping forks and voodoos and live shrimp and that sort of thing. So it's been a lot of fun, man.
You just told me enough there with top water and popping corks and all that you're in shallow water.
In shallow water, and you know, it's you can make it work, especially when you got some wind. And then of course we've had these little squalls and that sort of thing too, and that drops that water temperature a little bit. But one of the keys is, like I sent you on a text a minute ago, you got to look for those signs, man. There's a lot of we're fishing you know, upwind of some slicks, which we talk about all the time. But one of the things I wanted to touch on real quickly, talking about that shallow water fishing, you can get away with off-color water like we have this morning when you're fishing shallow water, which is one of the reasons I really like to stay shallow when I can. And one of the things that's really helped us, two of the things that's really helped us out today is we're fishing popping corks, and everybody knows how to do that. The other thing I wanted to mention, and we hardly ever talk about it, is the color selection of the lure for the shallow water. I went from a kind of a opaque colored chartreuse lure that I didn't even get a bite on. The fellow that I'm with, catching them every cast, switched over to kind of a pearl white with a chartreuse tail and some really off color water every single cast after that. So it's amazing, you know, the color selection, what it does. But the moral to the story this morning is, usually when you get in off color water, this is about as bad a water as I'd like to fish. I like to go to kind of a brighter white type of color like that. So maybe just kind of keep that in mind if you're going to be doing some shallow water fishing.
Yeah, you and I both like those chartreuse tails and stuff, but if somebody doesn't have that, it's a red tail or whatever on there, still go with that white color?
I think the white color is the key. Yeah, the chartreuse, actually he was using pink and I was using chartreuse tail, and it was tit for tat. The key was that pearl colored lure. So just kind of keep that in mind. Hey, and Sean, don't let me forget too, and you may have mentioned this already, fishing licenses are due starting after tomorrow. Your fishing license expires if you don't have a lifetime. So just want to kind of shoot that reminder out to everybody.
Yeah, and good for the state, too, because they've sent, even though I'm lucky enough to have the lifetime, they've sent me, I don't know, 8 emails about that. It's showed up in my inbox.
I even got emails for it, and I even knew how to renew, but just wanted to mention that in case you you aren't email savvy, which I'm not, but I still did it that way.
Yeah, so. You do all right. All right, let's talk about this. You mentioned this morning also shrimp under popping corks. You still able to get shrimp?
You know that I'm glad you mentioned that, because you're going to probably this weekend you'll be fine. But as the fishing slows down, the bait shops, they're not going to stay open if they're not selling bait. So check with your bait shops. You're going to be fine this weekend. They're catching plenty of bait and they'll be open because they know people are going to be out. But starting into next week, you know, especially when you get behind this Labor Day weekend, I would definitely call before you show up during the week, and because they've told me that they're going to start closing or just keeping opening up for a few hours in the morning. So that's a good point. I'm glad you mentioned that.
And as people get ready for this weekend and on into Monday with Labor Day, what's tide cycle doing? When's high? When's low?
Well, we're just coming out of the nip. Actually, tomorrow we come out of the nip. It's nip, and we go into this real magic cycle. This cycle we love, where we got the good full tide at daylight, just starting to fall at daylight, and that actually starts tomorrow. So we ought to have really good tides all the way through the weekend.
All right, Captain Bobby, tell folks how to book a trip with you for some of this late summer fishing or that fall catching. How do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com. As a matter of fact, if you go there, I put a fall special up there. If you're considering fishing with us in the fall, in the rivers and up in the Delta, I got a little special going on up there if you get booked a little bit early. So just check that out at ateamfishing.com.
Thank you, Captain. We'll talk to you soon. Man, that fall fishing is great stuff, too. HMS Marine Electronics, McCoy Outdoor Company, they work together to bring you Captain Bobby and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. We're coming right back. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings.